Intro. Welcome. In this advanced Ableton Live 12 lesson, I'll show you how to tune a Groove Rider style delay throw for jungle, old school drum and bass vocals. We'll stay strictly inside Live 12 stock devices: echo, grain delay, pitch, EQ8, saturator, reverb, return tracks, resampling, macros and automation, and build a performable, musically tuned delay throw you can trigger live or render as a one-shot sample. Lesson overview. By the end of this tutorial, you'll have a dedicated vocal delay throw return channel chain that gives tempo synced, shippy echoes, lets you transpose repeats musically in semitones and scents, and adds vintage tape-like movement and grit. You'll also learn a simple resampling workflow to capture the throw as a WAV and turn it into a playable instrument or one-shot. Preparation. Before we start, identify the key or sung note of the vocal phrase. Use Live Spectrum or Tuner on the vocal track and note the root pitch. For example, A2. Set your project tempo to your D&B target. Classic jungle lives around 160 to 175 BPM. 170 is a good reference. A. Create the throw return chain. First, we'll build the throw echo return channel. 1. Insert a return track and name it Throw Echo. 2. Drop echo first in the chain. Turn sync on. For timing, set the left delay to an 8th note triplet. That's 1/8T, and experiment with the right delay around 1/4 or 1/8T for stereo interest. The 1/8T gives the skippy, triplet feel that screams jungle. Set feedback in the ballpark of 45 to 65%. Higher gives a longer, trailing texture common in throws. Diffusion. Keep it low, around 0 to 20%, so repeats remain distinct. Raise it later if you want smeared ambience. Engage echoes filter section. Low pass around 6 to 8 Hz and high pass around 200 to 350 Hz. The goal is to keep low end out of the repeats and tame sibilance. Add a small amount of modulation for tape style wow, subtle rate and amount. Nothing chorus Y. Set the returns dry slash wet to 100%. We'll control the dry slash wet balance from the vocal send. 3. After echo, add EQ8. Hike at around 7 to 10 Khz to control sibilance. Low cut at about 200 to 300 Hz to protect the low end. Optionally, add a gentle mid boost near 800 Hz for repeat intelligibility. 4. Add saturator or pedal next. Drive a couple of dB, 2 to 4 dB, and choose an analog clipping style such as analog clip or soft sign. This introduces that old school grit. 5. End with utility if you want to control stereo width on the return. B. Make the throw tunable. Pitch control and fine tune. We want repeats we can transpose musically. Option 1. Pitch device fast. Automatable. 6. Insert pitch between echo and EQ8. Pitch offers semitone and sense controls. Map the semitone knob to a macro named pitch semis and the detune or sense control to a macro named pitch sense. Start at 0. To create Groove Rider style pitch throws, try small integer shifts, for example +2 or -3 semitones. Use pitch sense for micro adjustments so repeats sit with the vocal. Option 2. Granular variant. 7. Or parallel route echo into grain delay. Use grain delay's pitch mode. Sync the grain time to the same division. Keep spray low and set the grain pitch for bold. Stuttered pitch shifts. This yields crushed, granular echoes for more extreme textures. C. Routing and triggering workflow. 8. On your vocal track, use the send to route audio to throw echo. If the send isn't visible, show sends in the mixer. For live use, set the send knob and automate the amount or map it to a controller. 9. To perform a throw, automate a quick spike of the send at the end of a phrase, for example jump from negative infinity to around +6 dB for 1 to 4 bars. The echo feedback creates the repeats. Use echo offset or pre-delay if you want the first repeat slightly delayed from the phrase. D. Tuning workflow. Make the throw sit musically. 10. Find the sung note of the last syllable. If the vocal ends on A3 and your pitch is +2 semitones, the repeat will land on B3. Make sure that interval works with the harmony. 11. Use the pitch semis macro to shift by whole semitones and pitch sense for fine-tuning. Aim the first clear repeat to land on a harmonic interval relative to the final sung syllable. 12. For pitched pitch fall throws, automate pitch while the tail plays. Example, start at 0 semitones and ramp down to -4 semitones over 1.5 bars. Map the macro and draw a smooth automation curve to emulate a tape slowdown or a DJ pitch bend. E. Resampling a one-shot throw. 13. To capture a one-shot, create a new audio track and set its input to resampling. 14. Arm the track, start playback, and trigger the vocal send into throw echo. Record the repeats and stop after the tail finishes. 15. Trim the recorded region and load it into Simpler. Warp and tune it as needed. Now you can play the throw chromatically or use it as a chop. F. Intelligibility and mix placement 16. On the throw echo return, use a second EQ 8 to notch problem frequencies. If repeats clash with bass, reduce energy in 300 to 600 Hz. If you need clarity, boost around 1 to 3 kHz slightly. 17. Insert a compressor on the return and enable sidechain from your kick or bass. If the tail is flooding the low end, duck just enough to keep the groove alive. 18. If you want the throw intelligible, keep diffusion and saturation restrained and keep the first repeat bright. For atmospheric tails, increase diffusion, feedback and reverb. G. Classic jungle flavor touches 19. Add a short, small reverb after echo with a short decay and a touch of pre-delay to emulate spring or plate tails. Keep reverb low on the first repeat if clarity is important. 20. Optionally add beat repeat in a parallel chain from micro stutters. Set the interval to 1/8. Increase variation and use insert mode off for natural glitchiness. Common mistakes: a few pitfalls to avoid. Not syncing delay to tempo. That makes repeats feel out of pocket in DNB. Placing echo on the vocal with 100% wet. Instead, use a return so you can control send and resample. Pitch shifting repeats without checking harmonic relation. Echoes will sound atonal or clash. Excessive feedback with full spectrum repeats. Always high pass and low pass the return. Heavy diffusion or modulation when you need pitch clarity. Diffusion smears pitch. Forgetting to duck the throw against kick and bass. Long tails can kill groove. Pro tips: create 2 return channels. Throw echo tuned for musically tuned repeats and throw echo amp for atmospheric tails. Blend via sends. Map pitch semis, feedback, filter cutoff and wet to a performance macro rack for one fader control that morphs pitch, brightness and life. For micro tuning, put frequency shifter after pitch to dial sense without changing semitone center. Use the groove pool to apply subtle swing to the vocal clip so the throw locks with breakbeat phrasing. Automate echoes modulation rate slightly during tails to emulate tape wow. For dramatic throwdowns, automate pitch semis down 12 to 24 semitones while raising feedback, big and bouncy. Stereo and phase notes asymmetrical L/R times open the stereo image, but can cause mono cancellations. To manage that, use EQ8 in M/S mode and cut sides below about 300 Hz so bass stays mono. If there's hollowing when summed to mono, reduce the L/R offset slightly or reinforce the center around 100 to 200 Hz. If needed, duplicate the return. Tune each copy slightly differently and pan them hard left and right to avoid phasing. Resampling and warp checklist. When you record the throw, consider turning warp off on the recorded clip to preserve timing and pitch. If you plan to play the sample musically in Simpler, rewarp after you're happy. If you expect to change project tempo later, either render at the final tempo or keep the unworked original. Performance-friendly rack design: build an effect rack around the return and map macros. Macro 1, throw amount. Map to echo feedback and reverb decay or control your send via remote. Macro 2, pitch semis, coarse tuning. Macro 3, pitch sense, fine tuning. Macro 4, character. Map to echo diffusion, saturator drive, reverb mix. Macro 5, width. Map utility width and grain spray. Use chain selector to switch between tuned and ambient chains and map it to a macro. CPU and live considerations: echo plus grain delay plus heavy reverb and feedback each CPU. For live sets, freeze and flatten favorite presets, or resample tune throws into Simpler and trigger them as one-shots. Pre-render several tuned variants across semitone steps so you can trigger the right key instantly. Dealing with wet bleed on source vocal: if the dry vocal already has reverb that bleeds into the send, duplicate the vocal and create a dry bus for throws. Alternatively, gate the send or use a short pre-EQ on the send to reduce wet content. Creative variants: quick ideas, parallel low octave echo, duplicate the return, pitch minus 12, heavy low pass to 200-400 Hz to give subtle sub-echo weight, pitch fall with envelope, map an LFO or envelope to pitch sense for a gentle downward sweep. Micro stutter. Add beat repeat in parallel at 1/8 for skippy chops inside the throw. Harmonic doubling. Make 2 tuned returns at plus 3 and minus 4 semitones and blend them. Mini practice exercise. 30 to 40 minutes 1. Load a 2 to 4 bar a cappella into a track at 170 BPM. 2. Create a return called throw echo with echo right arrow pitch right arrow EQ8 right arrow saturator right arrow reverb. 3. Configure echo, L equals 1/8T, R equals 1/4, feedback about 55%, diffusion 10%, wet at 100%, high pass 250 Hz, low pass 8 kHz. 4. Use pitch to shift the repeats plus 3 semitones and map pitch semis and pitch cents to macros. 5. Spike the send for 1 bar, record via resampling, trim and warp the recorded throw. 6. Tune by ear so the repeat pitch sits in the track key. Load into simpler and play across a small range to test. 7. Bonus. Automate pitch semis to drop minus 5 semitones over the tail and listen to how tension builds. Recap, you now have a practical Live 12 workflow to create and tune a Grooverider delay throw, build an echo-based return, add pitch or grain delay for musical tuning, filter and saturate for vintage grit, and use send automation or resampling to perform or render throws. The essential rules, lock delay divisions to tempo, triplet and skippy values work great, high pass and low pass the repeats to protect the mix, and tune echoed pitch with semitone and send controls so the throw sits musically. Final performance tip for fast DJ style performance, prepare 4 to 6 pre-tuned samples, root, plus 2, minus 3, minus 7 for example, and map them to pads. Triggering a tuned sample is often faster and more reliable in a club context than live pitch automation. That's it. Build your throw echo, map a few macros, resample a couple of variants, and you'll have a flexible set of tuned jungle throws ready for studio use or live performance.